Hello everyone, this is Sunny. Welcome to my new podcast, Brain to Brain. This is a space where I do not talk about investing. I do not talk about technology or tech trends, not at least for the sake of themselves. This is actually a personal space where I share my thoughts about overthinking, our own thoughts, observations, intentions, actions, behavior, and things like that. Basically, this is a personal space where I dig deeper in my mind about things that I'm actually overthinking about and share it with you. A lot of discussions could be philosophical, could be related to behavioral psychology, and just observations. I actually thought about different names I could name this, but believe it or not, podcasting has also already taken off a lot, and a lot of names are actually overtaken. I thought about the names like the Overthinkers podcast. I thought about it so much. I overthought it, and it was taken by the time I thought about it. I also thought about It's Complicated. That was taken by a relationship-focused podcast. I thought about Thinking Out Loud, Finding Yourself, Digging Deeper, Complify, Variable Levels of Depth. But then I thought that was way shallow. So anyways, welcome and thank you for coming to this episode and this podcast. In the coming segment, we're going to talk about today's topic, because today is the first day of 2019, going into the second day now. We just crossed the New Year's Eve, and you know how people after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Christmas, any holiday basically, or New Year's, ask you the question, hey, did you have a good time? Everybody says yes, probably. But what is it? What does having a good time even mean? That's what we're talking about in this episode. So let's get into it. So think about how many times you were asked yesterday or today about, did you have a good time at the New Year's Eve? Or how many times you asked somebody else? Whether you answered or they answered, most of the times, it was a yes, right? People said they had a good time, they did blah, blah, blah. We never know, but most people say yes, which is difficult to believe, like how 10 on 10 people can have a good time, right? Now, I'm not trying to pick apart their genuineness here, but what I'm trying to think is how we ourselves and they themselves individually think about what is unquote, quote-unquote, having a good time. And how do we want the world to perceive whether we're having a good time or not? The second half of the statement has actually changed a lot in the world of social media as to how genuine we are in our thoughts and how genuinely we want to communicate whether we're having a good time or not, right? But that's not the topic of this episode. Maybe for another episode. This episode focuses on the first half. Quote-unquote, having a good time, genuinely, authentically to yourself when you think, before communicating to anybody else. This is internally, when you think to yourself, did I have a good time? This episode is about that. What is that feeling? What is even having a good time all about? Let's spend a minute thinking about that. Now, in a room, let's say a musician is playing, or a DJ is playing, a lot of people are dancing, or any other activity in which people celebrate or are doing in holidays, or any event. There could be many people doing the exact same thing. One could have a great time, and someone else may not be having a good time. Which makes us individually question, wherever we are, whatever we're doing, are we having a good time? So, looking back personally in my case, I can see where when I was in school or college, when I asked myself this question, right? When I was in school or college, just being with a friend, a good friend, was having a good time to me, even when actually I was doing nothing. We could just go out, eat random food, street food, maybe a place where we like, and talk about topics that did not end up or add up to a lot. But that was a good time. I could be indoors and actually sick. But if I had loved ones around me and my family taking care of me, I could be having a good time. I would say I felt really good. But as I grew, my priorities changed, and I noticed that my intentions changed, and what I wanted out of a New Year's Eve or out of a Friday night or out of any event has changed. So if I do the same things now, or even if I do the same things now which I did at my last New Year's Eve or a year ago or even a month ago, that thing might be a good time, but it is not anymore. That's what I realized when I look back. So here's the thing. Not only is having a good time as a phrase, what it means to ourselves is different to everyone from person to person, but it's also maybe different for you today and tomorrow. It could depend a lot on where you are in life and what makes you happy then at that prospect point in life. And as you go in your life at different points, it might change. So maybe we can be thoughtful in terms of not doing the same things that made us happy yesterday, if today is a lot different than yesterday. Then I looked around, and a couple instances that I can cite that I've seen in different people, which makes me more intrigued about this concept, is how doing the same things or different things could make people happy or unhappy. As I'm going to list some now. So I've seen people who have traditionally always been in a relationship, as in jumping from relationship to relationship. Maybe they're single now, and while they are actually with friends who love them a lot, if they did not have someone, a plus one, to kiss at midnight on the New Year's Eve, for example, they may think they're not having a good time, even though they're actually blessed with friends who love them a lot. Also, there are single guys who could have had a really good time, met someone new, got someone's number, but actually it's the next day whether someone will respond to their text or not that could decide if they had a good time last night or not, right? Like, look at this concept, how weird it is in terms of result that is originating out of that time with a lag deciding whether you had a good time or not, rather than judging that moment itself. Now, at the same time, I've also seen people in relationships who has to, like, come halfway for someone else, or someone has to cover up for somebody else, and they might think objectively that if they were by themselves doing that thing, they would have a better time. Now, again, good time and better time is relative. I'm not saying they were not having a good time, but they think they could have had a better time. And again, on another note, I've seen some people who had a really good time, but hindsight, and who actually, if I'm asking on the night, they might say they're having a really good time, but in hindsight, the next day, something from that night, consciously or subconsciously, they would figure out or could not figure out. There could be something that could bother them, and they will, in hindsight, realize that they did not have a good time, right? So, going through all these examples, what I'm basically saying is, we should all, in the present moment, understand what would, or if we're not conscious enough to understand in the moment, because it's difficult and it changes, we should make it a point to think about, maybe we should make it a point to think about what would make a good time for us before the time actually is present. Like, if this is a long weekend, what am I going to do that would make me happy? So that in hindsight, tomorrow I can say, or after the long weekend, I can say that I had a good time. If we all think about that, spare a thought for that, and then plan or do things accordingly, while being flexible what a good time can also mean, because random things can happen to you in the time that you may not be prepared for. So while I'm telling you that I think we should give it a thought and plan accordingly in advance and make clear to us whether it is a good time or not, so that we make things and do things that may ensure or at least have more chance of us having a good time, while I'm saying all this, I'm not saying I have the answer to the topic I'm raising in this podcast episode, not even slightly, because I'm not raising a question and giving an answer here. I'm sharing my thoughts, and I feel like the deeper question here that I'm raising, which I'm not answering myself, is like two roads down the Yellowwood kind of question. Like, there's two roads here, two chains of thoughts. Which one should we take? I'm not sure. Maybe the overthinker analytical side of mine thinks there is one road that is better than the other, but I'm not sure which is better. I'll tell you which two roads I'm telling you about. So the first road that I'm saying is the thought where we should actually pre-think what a good time would mean to us and make sure we understand what it means for us personally as of right now in whatever point in life where we are, and plan even more exquisitively and to the detail about what we can we do to make sure the probability of having a good time increases in advance. So that's the first thought, being actually more actively thinking about it, planning it, and increasing our odds rather than leaving it to fate. Or the second road of thought is that, quote unquote, having a good time itself is a fallacy, as it makes us objectively compare the outcome of our rigid against our rigid expectations. So I expected a good time should have been this, and I did not have this, so this was not a good time. Maybe the whole phrase is a fallacy because we're comparing to a very rigid state of mind. Which one do you think it is? I would like to know. Let me know. As I said, I may not have all the answers. It's just this podcast, a lot of episodes, I'll be telling you a lot about what I think, but I'll be opening it up. You could tweet to me or leave a note on this, comment on this podcast episode wherever you listen, or reach out to me in social media. Now, many times though, what I also want to point out, another thing I was thinking is, like, as we all know, many times we have little to no control in advance of whether we would have a good time or not. So, again, I think this choice between road one and road two could psychologically be also described as the choice of how much we think we are in control versus fate or destiny or occurrence of random events or chaos theory or whatever. So we can approach this topic from various perspectives, but what I thought would be helpful is giving you a real life scenario, and which led me to think about this as well. So for an example, the New Year's Eve or any long weekend or holiday, whenever people ask or you ask them, are you having a good time? What goes in your mind? And after thinking about what goes in your mind, what do you think is a more healthy way to approach this to make sure we have a good time next time? Road A, actually overthinking and planning and raising the odds, or road B, where we do not think about it at all because we stay in the moment. We decide by the moment what could be a good time, and actually by not thinking it, being flexible, going with the flow, and maybe think about it in hindsight, but not at all in the present. Now, if we keep thinking about it in hindsight, it will occur to you in the present, but that's another topic. So I hope that this triggered some thought somewhere in your mind, because that's all we're trying to do. This podcast is not about getting points home, scoring points home, or scoring an opinion down the road, or helping anything as such, objectively. Or maybe it could be, if you keep thinking about it. So thank you for listening. And this would be a theme where I would love your appreciation of different kinds of thoughts and perspectives. And I would appreciate hearing from you more, because that's the whole point of sharing and talking brain to brain. So wherever I've shared this podcast link on whatever social media platform, I would appreciate if you leave comments on what you think. And we'll talk about more different things as we think about it in coming episodes. Thank you. See you again. This is Sunny.